To the west of Leningrad is the Baltic Sea, and to the east and north is Lake Ladoga, 7,000 square miles of inland water. The Finns and the Germans occupied one border of the lake to about this point. And in the south, the Germans controlled the lake to here. Between these two points was a stretch of lakefront still in Russian hands. But there was nearly 100 miles between this shore and the beleaguered city. 100 miles of what had been open water and was now snow-covered ice. Across this frozen surface now went tractors, sledges, carving a road across the lake. And soon across this highway, from the far side of the lake, poured a stream of trucks, bringing in food, oil, grain, fuel, truckload after truckload of fresh life for the people of the city. Too late, the Germans discovered that they had left one avenue of rescue open. The road, but the trucks kept rolling by day and by night. The lake highway remained open, and soon more than trucks would reach the city, for the Russians were now laying a track across the ice. To the heroes of Leningrad, says the inscription on this locomotive as it starts its pioneer voyage. From the far shore of the lake, it brings food, medicine, supplies of all kinds. Across the lake and into Leningrad, this train is but the first of many. Trains that not only brought in supplies, but that could take out the wounded, the sick women, the half-frozen children. All those that needed better care. All winter long, the lake traffic continued. And all through that terrible winter, the men of the Red Army